Well, Ben, it's fantastic to hear you're part of the Armidale experience, the Blues. Tell us a little bit about the team you've brought down here and how much fun you've had at the Cauliflower Club.
So we brought down 15 kids. We had a couple of extras from one from Corindai, one from Barrowa to make up numbers for the day. But the boys have been playing together all this year, and we've attended all the Central North carnivals bar Coonabarabran, and they've come a long way since the start.
And what age group are we dealing with here, and how are things going throughout the whole Armidale Blues club?
So we brought down an under 10 side. It was the only Armidale side that come down today, but all in all, the Armidale rugby, junior rugby's pretty strong. We've started a Friday night comp out there, and it's going gangbusters, and numbers are pretty good right through all the age groups.
Yeah, and what about girls? They're getting into it as well, of course. You've got the great pathway for you. You can live in Armidale, stay there forever, and go to university and play in a national comp in the AON Endurance UNE Sevenstone.
Yeah, the girl stuff's just going gangbusters, isn't it? And there is a girl comp based through the schools there, which plays Friday night, and the numbers are outstanding. And the quality of rugby is pretty good as well. Show the guys up in a lot of regard, yeah.
What about Walsh, our development officer, who does a pretty good job coming up and helping out the club?
Yeah, Walshy's great. Well, everyone in the zone knows Walshy and how committed he is to everything, so he's a big help and willing to help out no matter what. He's only a phone call away. So.
And the good thing about this is it gets the chance to play rugby in a competitive sense, because we play sort of for no prizes and no anything in the Central North competition on Sundays, but there's a trophy at the end of the rainbow here at the Cauliflower Club, isn't there?
Yeah, that's right. And the kids grow an extra leg, just something to play for, and this is the second year I've brought a team down from Armidale, and you know, they come out of it better. They sort of play better on the back of being here, and it's a massive day that you don't get much chitter chat on the way home, but yeah, no, definitely, and we'll support it as long as I can get a team here, sort of thing.
Yeah. Great news for you blokes, of course. You've got the Elders New South Wales Country Eagles coming up to play in September. They're playing against the Canberra Vikings again there at the UNE. They're the sort of games we've got to see more of, haven't we? And also the Shoot Shield, have got to start getting their act together, and they're happy to take all our players, but do nothing to put something back into the game.
Absolutely. The Country Eagles, it's great. You know, we played the Curtain Raiser last year, I think they were at Armidale, and we went to Tamworth, and our kids just love it, being involved with that sort of thing, and it gets that high skill level rugby out to the country, and you know, they've got aspirations. They love the Paddy Ryans and Tommy Robinsons, all them guys, and yeah, it's definitely good to see that sort of rugby out in the bush, sort of thing.
And finally, what do you do for a crust in the great metropolis that is Armidale, and why should we head up to the New England for a sojourn over a weekend for a bit of holiday?
It's not a bad spot of the world up there. I'm just a farmer in the district, and you know, Armidale's got everything there. It's probably the wrong time of year, this time of year, to venture there, but come up for the beautiful summer weather, and not a bad spot. I'm a Barrowa boy originally, so I ventured up the hill a bit.
We won't tell anybody the Rams all about it, but Ben, great to talk to you, and we wish you all the best moving forward.
Thanks very much.